Good morning. November 17th, 6:38 in the morning. Yeah. My word for the day is ouch. Yesterday I didn't write. I don't think I wrote a word yesterday. I'm going to count it as zero. I work more on maps, but the majority of the day was spent dealing with storm cleanup. My friend with a chainsaw came over yesterday morning, and we spent the majority of the day between fighting with the chainsaw and dragging limbs. I'm sore all get out this morning. So I'm not quite sure what the day is going to bring. I slept in a little bit. My arms, needless to say, although I'm going to say it anyway, my arms and back and legs are really sore this morning. I didn't get my ergonomic keyboard yesterday. I'm hoping I'm going to get a chance to go over and get that today. I'm hoping I'm going to get a chance to write today. It wasn't a total waste because I spent a lot of time yesterday thinking about the story and thinking about how the story flows. And in particular, identifying ideas and things, opportunities that I missed in terms of this sea voyage, a furious call. That's not going to be really something I don't know. I don't know how far I want to go back, how much work I want to do to try to fill in, since my goal is to get two rough drafts. And except for a good ending for this one unit, book two is actually drafted. It's not done by a long shot, because there's lots of good stuff here that I need to do to help set the stage for book three. What I need to do now is come up with an ending for book two so that I know what I'm going to do for book three and start book three. Now, the beauty of that approach is I don't need to go back. I don't need to spend a lot of time reading. I can use NaNoWriMo for what it's intended, and that's grind out the next rough draft. Today's the 17th. I have 10 days of 13 days to do another 100,000 words. If I can get my keyboard situation straightened out, if I can get my arm situation fixed up, then that's eminently doable. The other thing I'm thinking about this morning is, geez, it's cold out here this morning. 18 degrees when I left the house. That's chilly. I guess I can say at least it's not snowing, or well, I guess it wouldn't be raining at 18 degrees, but at least it's not snowing. I think today is 450 miles too, if I remember correctly from my post yesterday. It was 448. So today I should figure 450 miles, which means 25 days I'll have been the guy who walked 500 miles, but not 500 more yet. So what I'm trying to do is walk quickly and push the cardio a bit this morning. I need to do that. I need to get a little more of a burn going. I also forgot to weigh in again. Oh, crap. I've been being very careful what I eat to not, as the doctor says, graze. The reality is that I had really turned into rather a grazer. And that what I'm doing now is, okay, this is a meal. I'm going to eat a good meal. And then I'm not going to eat again until the next meal. And I'm trying to front load so that I eat most at breakfast and lunch and then a lighter dinner. I don't know how successful I'm being because lunch is turning out to be sort of a, what have I got? And dinner is turning into a much more extended operation. So we'll have to pay some attention there. Today is Thursday. I don't know who's going to go to work or school today. I never know. Elder daughter was just barely crawling this morning when I left the house. And I've got to start getting people up when I get home. I also have to print some labels. See, we shipped some books this morning. A few more people have placed orders. I'm very excited. The mapping stuff has been very interesting. I have, it's been intriguing to look at some of these little known filters and features that I've been playing with this thing, trying to figure out, for example, how do I make a mountain range where I need it? It's an interesting challenge. How do I, let's see. How do I relate hills and mountains? And how can I create a texture, a contour that more closely represents the surface of a landmass? It's an interesting challenge. If you start with the basic shape and then do shrink on a select and then cut smaller and smaller pieces, the interesting part is that you don't get realistic contours because it shrinks in. If the body of the original select was irregular, then you can get different bumps. But if you are looking for something like a ridge line, how do you get a ridge line? How do you find the watersheds? That's a more challenging kind of exercise with the tools that we have. Using noise and turbulence is one way. I've historically used plasma maps to induce patterned noise. So if I want to cut, for example, a bay, I'll generate a plasma map cutout and then apply that to a shape. And my problem, what I'm facing at the moment, is that the map that I have is got way too much land on it and not enough water. But I look at it, it's got a lot more water than land. And it should be at least 50-50 for this world. It's not a little bit in favor of the water. So I need to recreate that with less land, but organized in the way that makes sense with the story that I know. The map that I generated originally has two major continents. And I'm trying to use that basic shape and create something that's more appropriate, more realistic looking than the false color stuff that I've got in there. So having mountains and hills relate to each other is really kind of important. So I have a hilly section with a mountain in the middle of it, for a hilly section without a mountain, and I have plains and I have valleys. And how do you make a valley between two hills? How does that work? And what I'm feeling right at the moment is extremely sleepy for some reason. I could easily go home and curl up. I may wind up doing that before the morning is out, just because I can't seem to get out of my way. The muscle ache is taking quite a toll. It's not helping. It's also not helping that it's so cold out this morning. And I'm probably going to have to take one or more of the children to school today, just planning ahead for that, which means what I really need to do is go home, get a cup of coffee, get this thing posted, print out some labels so I can get those books ready to go, so that when I do take kids to school, I can just drop them in the box and they'll be on their way. I think I've got two or three to ship this morning. Had a couple of the share books from Ryden yesterday. That was good. I'm down to 1/4 share. I don't know how I got so short all of a sudden. It's like I've had a few in there, 4 or 5, and I don't get that many requests for 1/4 share anymore. But with the new book coming out, of course, that's going to change, I hope. And people who like the latest book will go back and buy the first one. You know, the only time they will buy it for me to begin with is when it's going to be autographed. And occasionally when the out-of-stock notice shows up. I don't know if 1/4 share, I don't think 1/4 share went through Lightning Source. I think 1/4 share was originally through CreateSpace. So it should always be in stock. But the Lightning Source thing is kind of a pain. Oh, snort, snort, snort. So the city came around yesterday too. I started picking up the loose pieces of tree limb, finally. And wouldn't you know it, my friend with the chainsaw comes around an hour after the city comes by and picks up the piles of branches in front of my house. Now, luckily for me, they only did half. They went up the street doing my side of the road, which meant that the guy across the street, who's got a huge pile, now has a much huger pile, because we took a lot of what we cut up and limbed over and all the rest of it, and dragged it over and threw it on the top of his pile. So the city should get that today. The trucks are still lined up at the head of the street. The removal equipment that they're using to scoop up this stuff and throw it into huge dump trucks is still here. So we'll get that taken care of. I still have, because we finally had to give up on the chainsaw yesterday, I still have a fairly significant hunk of stuff that needs to be taken care of. We got most of it off the fence. There's still a bunch of stuff that's down behind the swing set. I don't know how big that is or how much effort it would take to get that out to the curb today before the city gets moving. I'm not going to deal with it until it gets a little bit warmer and until I get these little important public chores, posting the podcast and getting those books ready to go, and then figuring out who and when I have to take to school. So, sun's coming up. That's a good sign. It's looking pretty goldish over there this morning. It means weather shouldn't be too bad today. It's a beautiful, clear morning. It's pretty calm. You know, I judge calmness as much by how far I can hear and what I can hear, as much by actually feeling the wind on my face. And I can hear traffic a long way away this morning. On a very calm day, I can hear it. I don't know, maybe 5 miles. The train whistles I hear, I swear I hear those 10 miles away on a calm day. Seems like a long walk this morning. I don't know if it's the cold or if the muscle ache. Or the grogginess, but it sure feels like a long walk today. How long have I been walking? How long have I been talking? 16 and a half minutes, according to this. 16 and a half minutes. I hope that recorded. It just paused on me for a second there, but the recording meter keeps moving, so I'll take that as positive. So, you gotta wonder. The latest is grade problems with school, attendance problems, not too surprising with school. I've got one child who seems to be prone to missing one class and getting an unexcused absence for a time block that falls immediately after lunch. Now, not all the unexcused absences are after lunch. It's one of these flexible schedules. Periodically, it's the last block before lunch. And she's had at least one of those pop up as an unexcused absence. Now, when you're in school all day and you've got a class period that you miss, you got to wonder, I have to wonder, why this is the case. And she's got quite a lot of those. So I'm not sure how exactly this works out. I'm also not sure how you go about getting these resolved, because this is, you know, did she miss the class? If so, where was she? What was she doing? How come she missed the class? How is it possible for her to be in the school building and not where she needs to be? Particularly since they, you know, this is a closed campus. They're not supposed to be able to come and go at will. Once they arrive in the morning, they're there until they go in the afternoon. And I may be relying too much on that. I think the possibility for people to come and go is actually much greater than I suspect. If that's the case, and she's leaving the campus at lunchtime, we need to have a little bit of a chat. Oh, yeah. So, crossing by the park, I didn't see any geese this morning. There are a lot of geese around. I was driving around town a little bit yesterday, running it. Okay, so I just took a phone call in the middle of this recording. I think the recording paused. I'll check it when I get home. And we'll see how that looks. And I am almost home. The house looks strangely neat. The larger bits of wood we cut up for fireplace length. And I got to take those over to Doug's house at some point next week. It's not a great deal of wood, but some. a lot of leaves here. Probably should get out with the lawnmower and suck them up and bag them. But right now, I am at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day.